We never left. You had to go to the beach, not us.
That's right. I went to the beach. I'm back. So all you dummies that left, you shouldn't have left. Never leave. Stay here all day. I ain't going to come back. Look at these people that left. Linda, call them all up.
Ayanna, your phone died, didn't it? Your phone died, and you called in with a different one. You have a different number. How do you have so many different numbers on chat?
Well, yeah, think about what you're saying. It's silly.
I know. That's why I said it. How can you... You have many different extension numbers on chat.
Ian doesn't have any regular physical.
Ian hallucinates. We're hallucinating. It's all good.
Yeah, Ian hallucinates himself in here. Come on, there's no physics involved with Ian. Ian hallucinates himself in here and hallucinates himself out and hallucinates everything into here, and you hallucinate with it.
Okay, so do you use other people's numbers that traditionally use them? Like,
no, they're not people's numbers. They're our numbers. All the numbers are ours. We are alphanumeric resolution.
But when you use Kiki's number, a number that Kiki has used before, do you do that on purpose? Do you choose Kiki's number?
Not Kiki's number. That's our number that he's using.
And he's using yours. So you allow Kiki to use that number?
Most times.
I've never seen Kiki use Ion's number. Where did that happen?
I've been keeping track of the two and three digits.
Oh, you mean the... I thought you meant phone number. You mean the
number on the chat line.
The number of the queue. How the queue picks and drops and picks and drops and picks and drops.
Well, that's a good proof that Ion is not on the physical level, Gene. If someone else is using his number, then you can't use the number. But Ion can let someone else use his number and have the number. So that violates the laws of physics.
Maybe I'm not correct. Maybe I don't know how that number is assigned. Either.
Do you think that number represents
the last octet of the IP address assigned to you when you get on the internet? And that can vary depending upon whoever your internet address is. It varies every time you get on.
That's what I thought. But then Phil in the UK and somebody else in the United States can't have the same ISP number.
Correct. Absolutely. What happens there is once
Doug, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm seeing. Is Phil in the UK had the same number as somebody else in the United States tonight? Unless that person just happened to be...
No, that's possible.
Thing.
That's possible because you have four numbers until it goes to IPv6. But IPv4 is a set of four numbers. And any of those numbers preceding that last number is different. That number can be the same as somebody else.
So, Ian, what did you mean by the queue then?
Well, as you drop off, that number comes available, the next one takes that space, and then another one. It's just so you can calculate who's what, when, where.
Exactly.
But then that doesn't have anything to do with the ISP number. Oh, the ISP in the queue. Got it.
Right.
I wonder if Mateo is taping this. So you can ask Ian questions.
Ian, when Brian was talking earlier about us being a globe, is it considered that we are in our own globe, so to speak, because of the atmosphere separating us on the firmament from the vacuum of space?
It's a stretch, but we could say okay, because you have your personal space that someone could invade too, don't you?
Right, but contained within the globe, anything within the globe could contact anything else within the globe. I understand that.
Doug, ask about fucking astral projection and what you and Kyle were talking about.
Before I ask the astral projection question, Ion, we have talked in the past about the Earth core speeding up and the one that was disabled outside of Hawaii by bombing. Can you tell us necessity or why the Earth's core is needing to be sped up?
It has to. It's due to Fukushima almost reaching the core.
So it's trying to keep the Fukushima from getting to the core by expelling it through speeding up that mess that
it's going to. It's going to hit the core. It's going to hit the core deliciously. And it's speeding up in response to it's getting closer to the rods. The rods and the cones are on the way.
In what method will the speeding up of the core impact the human creator's walk in the firmament?
Vision.
Is astral projection considered practicing a form of death? I had a talk with Jenny Bell, and she said that when I had the question about it, and coming to absolute understanding of iondom and the effect, and that all that is of ion, coming out of the religious Southern Baptist upbringing, if you will, though not normally or practiced, but anyway, she said, because I was actively trying to perform astral projection, I came pretty close a couple of times, but is astral projection a form of practicing death, and should human creatures
practice not? It most certainly is not a form of death of any kind. It's just a releasing you from the bars of bone, the flesh that holds you here.
So human creators can practice astral projection with no impunity?
None, without prejudice.
Okay, Kyle. What were some questions you were going to ask, or did Kyle leave?
Wow. He normally goes when we're around.
Who's this in Georgia? Go.
All right, you got your lookers. I've let the lookers look. The watcher's got to watch. You know how that goes.
404-895. Speak. Atlanta, Georgia.
I'm enjoying your show. It is wonderful, absolutely wonderful. It makes me feel so good and so much better.
What's your name?
My name is Faye.
Well, Faye, talk to Ion.
This is Dobstown, USA.
Hey, just feeling good, Faye? You have no thoughts, no mind action, no questions? You're just...
No, not today. I have just... Most of the time when I listen to your show, I really feel good when I hang up. It is something great. I really enjoy it.
Have I ever met you, Faye?
Yes, yes, you have. You're a very smart mom. You
Carol's
really are.
Smarter, though, isn't she? Carol's smarter.
He is, the doctor is smart, too. The doctor is a very brilliant lady. And you are, too, though, Bob. Both of you are.
Thank you, Faye.
You're wonderful.
I know that I don't know nothing. Are you on the drops or any of our products, Bay?
Absolutely. And they have helped me so much. Even my shoulder, I usually go and get a cortisone shot in my shoulder. And I don't like cortisone shots, so I'm not on no medication. I don't probably, I just go for a checkup. And I started spraying my shoulders with Remed, and my shoulder does not hurt anymore.
Awesome.
It is really awesome.
And the
RNA has healed several cancers on my face.
Wow.
No, you want to keep those cancers. That's the good part. Keep the cancers. Get rid of the other little parts. It'll be all right.
I know, but y'all are wonderful people, Bob. I really enjoy several times I've listened. And you and Alan is something else, let me tell you. And...
Rub-a-dub-dub, go, Allison. You haven't been here. You haven't done what you're supposed to. You haven't done your homework. You caused it to rain. You caused it to rain and not rain and not rain. It's ridiculous.
Go ahead,
because you're in the ascending process, go ahead on it. You must. Go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Ion.
Hey.
When I sit at a kind of magnifying mirror that has a light attached to it, I appear to be able to control the flutter of how the electricity is running through it. Can you tell me anything about that? Is that an accurate assessment?
That's normal.
Okay.
We're not being hurt. We're saying that that's normal. But you've always been able to, but now you've actually looked to see it. So, good.
So it's only that she's recognizing it?
That's the miracle, is that you're recognizing it.
And when you all were talking about the dying process, which isn't, you were talking about experiences you've had with Kyle was talking about his girlfriend seeing people and all that. Well, I had an electrical experience with that I've mentioned to you guys before. So maybe you could help me phrase the question about the electrical component of our transition.
That didn't work.
Phrase that. No, that didn't work.
That was just scary, wasn't it, Bob?
Alice is so out of practice. She's definitely going to be
so
sent back to the farm team. Yeah, you're going to be sent back to the Abrahams or Bahrain or one of those.
No, they're dead. They died. So, they're dead. They're dead.
Yeah,
they died.
We'll send you back to Randy Moggins' show. Off the planet.
No. I don't think I ever listened to that one. When all the Loire Valley information came up, I have a familiarity with that. I've always wanted to go back to France over and over and over, and that's where I seem to go. Every time I go to Europe, I seem to make it there. And the Loire Valley was one of the first places, and Chambord is where the first castle that I visited. Is there anything you can tell me about my connection there?
The circular staircase.
Is that because I would?
That's because you're connected.
When I hear you say I'm connected, that makes me think of conductivity and being connected, and that's part of the expression with
electricity. How very electrifying that must be for you.
Yeah, and it's getting to be more so, as you said. It's almost like I can't turn on a light bulb anymore without it exploding.
Very normal.
Is there something about electricity that the knowing of how to travel on it or through it or with it that is benefiting me?
Or aboard it or about it or around it or instead of it or maybe in lieu of it or in spite of it. Maybe try in spite of it. That might be fun.
The land that you outed me on last time I was on the call, Bob, which was months ago, where I was being quiet and Ian, you said, so go ahead, Allison, tell us about that place. And it was the land that I'm working with that even Sheila got involved in. Is there anything I should know about that?
Yes.
Would you like to tell me?
No.
If I ask it a different way?
Probably. We like Polly. Yeah, Polly. Polly.
Is there something particularly special about my being in that physical space?
Maybe only use words that you'd put on a t-shirt.
Am I grateful?
You're talking about, so what you're looking for now, Bob, what she's trying to play out is...
Ooh, we got the silent mix.
Are the symbols that
it's
we drew after
cloud solutions.
Out?
Cloud solutions.
What's cloud solutions?
Virtualization software.
Big Sarah brought up the point that Ian is uploading souls to our cloud. And that sounds like what he just said, cloud solutions.
Virtualization software sounds a bit holographic to me.
Ask about your partner's physics work. See what Ian says.
I remember when you said a long time ago, Ian, that you were going to interfere. No, you were going to create. I wanted to create something in David's world, and there was a big revelation. Do you remember this when we were on the phone?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes, we were able to reanimate all kinds of things. Multiple operating systems.
Animate in multiple operating systems. Was that for me with the virtualization software, or were you talking about David?
There's no difference, is there?
No, there's not. Is there anything you'd like me to convey to him?
Ooh, no. He doesn't listen to you anyway. Why would you convey anything to him?
Okay.
There it is.
When you talk about animals,
do you mean mammals or beast or humans or little men or ganglion cysts?
I've got a beast transitioning, and I wanted to know if there's anything I could know about that through Ion.
Magnesium in the water helps the hurt part.
Okay.
You better ask Dr. Dean to make sure that's okay, but yeah, we think it'll be fine.
Who are you?
This is Kim.
Kim, you say you're about to transition?
The B-star.
Oh,
B-star. But I did like that phrase in French you put on the chat line, Ion.
Ouvrez la porte.
Took me a few minutes to do the transition from French to English. Does it mean crossing over the parting gate?
Precisely. Vive la France.
Did you get your thoughts together, Allison?
No, I'm looking at some notes.
Oh, sweet. She made notes.
It didn't.
Yeah, about 5 years ago.
Are the symbols that I drew after I talked to you about the emerald tablets significant to the ones that haven't been found yet?
Maybe.
Maybe.
You gotta look for the parallels. You gotta do the parallels. If you don't do the parallels, you're lost.
Okay.
It's as futile as VMware's attempt at it.
Any suggestions on how to do that, working from a parallel?
Fusion 8.
You got a very faint connection, Sherry.
Go to Heebie Jeebies and buy liquor. It'll be good.
What's your topic, Sherry?
Emerald tablets. Yeah, and the ones that haven't been found yet.
Right.
That he's still working on, right? Yeah, after I spoke with him this morning, I started jotting down a lot of symbols, and I was asking if that was significant. And he said, not unless they parallel. Is that right? Do-do-do. And then he said, fusion 8.
Fusion 8?
Yeah. Fusion 8.
You're too weak, Sherry. We can't register what you're saying.
She's too weak. She's too poor. She's not going to do it for a dime no more. 15 cents is her new price, but you're going to give her a quarter, and she'll probably do it twice.
Hey, Brian, come on in fighting. Let's have Brian slug it out for a little bit.
Yeah, that one's good.
I love your birth certificate, Brian.
Rocky. Hey, those names that you gave me.
Don't do it through the speakerphone. It's too blurry.
Anyway, it was brought to my attention that those guys are both dead. Of course, that might be the reason for the death certificate.
Yeah,
business,
that's what happens.
So I was asking for the living.
Life is for the living. How about those old futures? That seems funny.
I can do futures, but it's you know, there's this whole thing about engaging in commerce, right? And it's how does God engage in commerce without, you know, getting his hands all fucking dirty or something?
Because it's the medium is the message. That's how you get a massage. You use your fingers, Brian.
You use your fingers to engage in commerce.
Let your fingers do the walking. Oh, mama, get the hammer. There's a fly on the baby's head. Oh, mama, get the hammer. There's a fly on the baby's head.
Well, let's go back. Let's just start from the birth. Let's just start there. I just want to get answers. I want to get your answers to some questions I have. Okay, I was born, or any child.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't. Other child were, but you weren't.
Well, let's do it this way. A child that is born from a female in a hospital. The child comes out, you know, they wrap the child up, this, that, and the other. They pull the afterbirth of the mother out into a sack, whatever.
That's the placenta.
The mother,
the placenta. That's the placenta.
Right?
Be precise.
The afterbirth.
When you're precise, yes.
Okay, fine, the afterbirth.
And that's what you make a soup. You make a soup out of it and eat it. It's good for the protein.
Now, as I go through this, the whole time, what comes to me is the whole Cain and Abel thing in Genesis. But anyway, what I'm getting is the church claims that afterbirth as a foundling child. And then they use the paperwork that the mother fills out. She fills out, she's like an author of a book, and she creates this character. And the character would be the child's name. You know, Jane Doe, John Doe, whoever. And the church claims this character. They post a public notice saying, yeah, this package for this child was delivered. And unbeknownst to the parents, they should make a claim on that public notice, but they don't. So the church takes it over. And then the state, and that's where the whole birth certificate comes into play. And then what happens as the child grows up, they engage in a literal world based upon those events that happen in a hospital. So comment or clean up or change what I've said so far.
We put it on the chat line.
I can't see it on the chat line.
Oh, we said yawn.
Yawn. So is this not what happens?
It's a little man's perspective of what perspective is. And so that's what they do, or how that occurs, or how it lands, or how it happens. But actually, it's the back of the birth certificate of live birth is what you're trying to ask the question about, where you purge your rights away as a little man and be sold as an indentured servant under Pharaoh's law and all that
gobbledygook
stuff. But that's fine. Be enslaved.
So, okay, fine. Well, okay, stop right there. You're acknowledging what I'm saying. You're saying this does happen.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, and then what happens, you know, people run around thinking that they're this fictitious person based on what the church is claiming. So,
on what the piece of paper says.
That's right. It's on what the piece of paper, but that's how the whole society is run on, or most of it, is everybody's running around thinking.
Stop right there. Everybody's running around thinking. That's exactly right. This is not a thinking man's game, and everybody's running around here thinking. You're precisely right. More perfect words never spoken.
But that doesn't help me. They're running around thinking.
Exactly, but
so,
that's what they do.
What I want to know, Ion, is I want to know the process to get out of that house. You go through the courts? Do you just turn everything in? You do a waiver and say, you know what? This person you made up on this birth certificate, it's not me. You give up your driver's license. You just give it all away and say, I'm not part of that world. Do you do that, or?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah.
You're asking what kings do?
So is this what kings do, getting out of that system?
You're asking for a proclamation for suppressing rebellion and sedition.
Okay, what you just said, is that what I just said?
Yes. That's what kings do, Brian.
Well, that's good. At least now I'm getting somewhere. That's what kings do. Kings, they understand the situation, so they go through this process of getting them out. Okay, what does God do?
The same thing.
But the point is there is a process for this to happen that one would do to get out of the house of the corporate world.
Kings make a proclamation, so does God. God proclaims things, but God proclaims things, but they just kind of are. And this is easy done. You don't have to make it hard. You're trying to make sure that you do it and don't have any repercussions. You can do it. Hell, you can burn the damn house down. Ain't nothing they can say about it. Oh, wait, you know, you better watch. They'll probably put you in jail for arson, even though it's your own damn house. But anyway, that's a whole other conversation. You just make a proclamation.
What I'm saying is people, according to the church and the literal world, you don't own your house. You don't own your car. Women that give birth to their children and fathers, they don't even own their children.
You do if you have a allodial title to them.
Allodial title.
Yes.
What would be my process to get the allodial title?
You just apply for it.
At your place of birth, the county, hospital where you're born?
Land held absolutely in one's own right, and not of any lord or superior. Land not subject to feudal duties or burdens, property taxes, or municipal codes. An estate held by absolute ownership without recognizing any superior to whom any duty is due on account thereof. Allodium.
And this land that you're speaking of, is this your meat sack body?
No, it can be actual real estate, real property, your house, as it were. But you can have an allodial title on yourself also.
Well, my question is, isn't that what you want to do?
We say, yeah, no problem. That's exactly right. But and then we tell you to do it, and then we tell you how to do it. Then we get you there, and we get it all set, and we get it off the tax code, get it off the tax record. The police can't come on the land. They can't do anything. And then the next question that we get on the thing is, hey, Ion, I need to take this down to Jimmy Diamond and get me some goddamn mortgage on this property that's now taken off of the municipality. We're like, well, you should have thought of that before we took it off the municipality. No, Ion fixed it so I can't get a loan on my house so I don't own it anymore. How terrible for me. That's what happened.
No, see, that would be the opposite of what you want to do. You don't want to go back down and get a mortgage because as soon as you get a mortgage...
Well, but that's what they did. There you go. You're right. You can't get
okay.
it. If you have an allodial title, you can't do that. That's the point.
Well, okay, I'm not them.
May I interrupt you?
Go ahead.
I wanted to ask about the relationship between Agrippa and me.
Agrippa
and yes, I was actually dreaming now that he was like my teacher or something.
Did Agrippa teach Roxy Ion?
Herod Agrippa II did.
That's why you were mentioning Keon Colin to me. Now I know that, but
he was the seventh and the last king of the family of Herod the Great, the Herodians. And Bob comes in as Antonius Felix. And Carolyn comes in as Drusilla.
Someone said to me that your summary of Fringe, the innovation, you were just reading from Wikipedia. Would you agree with that, or were you talking from your own experience of the show?
That was our experience because we told you last week. But Dr. Dean says everything is in Wikipedia, so it's not a surprise.
But you were saying more than Wikipedia.
Well, that's just words, because that's what just words do, so sure.
Okay. Do you have another question, Roxy?
What was he teaching me? I was dreaming about that now.
Just now?
Yes.
There was a fight with Bernice. This is the same Herod for everybody else. Hold on, for everybody else. This is the Herod that's the Acts of the Apostles Herod. That's which one this one is. So it's pretty
okay.
fun.
Okay.
Put that in what you call
a
timeline.
I got to take a break here, Roxy. An acquaintance of mine, Peter, I've tried to get him to call in before. He finally called in. Ask your questions, Peter.
Well, to be fair, I'm not familiar with the technology, so I just sort of raised my hand. I didn't realize you'd get to me so quickly. I apologize for being late and tardy and all that sort of stuff. It's my daughter.
You're right on time. You're right on time.
Pleasure to meet you, Ion. And
yes,
thanks
indeed.
Very much, Paul.
Reminds us of Porcius Festus.
Well, you got a better memory than I.
Ask about what we talk about with Jim. Ask about that Columbia University fired journalist, the stuff where you go into those, Patrick and those guys.
Yeah.
Ask Ian about what you're really interested in.
Are you familiar with the deep capture issue, Ion?
A bit.
With the naked short selling and recent $15 million fine on Goldman Sachs for failure to clear and deliberate short selling.
Yeah.
And the deliberate destruction of the financial markets by a group of organized criminals.
Organized criminals? You mean you?
Not me. I'm not organized enough.
Well, you're not going to flip that end of it, that you're going to be the protagonist to set all this into the nasty, inky, misty darkness where all the devils play, and then the hags come out with their all-seeing eye, and they know how to long and short the calls and the puts to make all of them seem the same. Yes, we understand about that.
So, an organized criminal conspiracy to fraudulently issue.
Well, that's Wall Street. That's every order, every place on the market. You make a bet on the market for it to go up or down proclivitously. So you're saying, is there an organized, the longs and shorts, the calls and puts on every market option that you put in is nothing other than organized crime. You're betting that the market's going to go down so far that it goes down.
No, this is a different system. Okay, so you're not familiar.
No
with
game.
But
not about
no,
that. Bring back your question. Now we're just trying to say you're not going to get away with saying the broad spectrum backing of it. Some nefarious legion of demons are doing this. Set that aside and ask your question, and we'll answer it. But don't play that you're going to try to vindicate. Don't vindicate something. Just ask it, and you'll be all right.
It's an organized. They're not demons, they're people who play loosely with the rules and fail to deliberately make trades where there will be fails to deliver and the millions that artificially deflate the value of shares that lead to calls on other leveraged positions that the holders of public companies may or may not have that lead to crash and burn like Lehman Brothers. Not that they didn't have other issues. It's just an aspect of a larger criminal conspiracy. But that's okay.
Ion is saying it's not a criminal conspiracy. Try to find out what Ion means. What are Ion's definitions? Then see if you've communicated properly.
Well, I'm not a trader. So my knowledge of the system and the Commodity Futures Clearing Corporation and things like that is not perfect. However, I can...
So do you have sovereignty? Are you sovereign?
Here we go.
No, I don't. No, I'm not.
Oh, well, so even if we answer the questions, you won't be qualified to receive it.
Receive what?
The answer.
Answer.
We're not dogging you. We're just trying to get you. We're trying to get you there. If you have a supreme power of authority, all this thing that you're pointing out and bringing up will be obfuscated. It will be eliminated. It will be gone. It won't be there. And you won't have to worry about Lehman Brothers and the Corker Quadrant running things up your bum.
Well, the only reason I worry about them doing that to me is they don't so much do it to me. They do it to the environment in which I live. And I see the environment in which I live.
Good. It didn't take very much. How wonderful. Good. If it brings an ire in you that says, wait a second, you can't get away with this, then you all of a sudden bring that to a different level. We say, okay, now we're talking. Now we're getting somewhere. But this nebulous, chattering conversation of this is and this nefarious unit has come in to do these things, well, if they're getting away with it, God bless them. God bless them. That's how the euro got started in the first place. How do you run around and get everybody to defy and deny and let go of their currency into a new currency that the one who bought the currency in doesn't even embrace? Pound sterling doesn't have anything to do with the euro.
How you do it is you get them all in a corporate house and you commence wailing corporate policy on them, and then they don't know what the fuck is going on.
Oh, like in the Treaty of Gad. Okay, that's all right.
I guess. And do you monitor Mr. Ion, who comes and goes into the Guff, as I understand it to be?
Well, we did when there was a Guff.
A mutual acquaintance of Carolyn and I's has recently entered, and I'm not sure if you'd heard or not, Carolyn, but Truman died.
Yes, we heard, Peter. Are you asking something about Truman?
Yeah, I'm just hoping he's all right.
What was his last name?
Tux.
Tufts. Any comment, Ian, on Truman Tufts?
Tuck, as in Friar Tuck.
He is not fighting anymore.
Yes, that's what he was. He was a fighter.
That's all he knew how to do.
So, Peter, that Columbia
yes.
journalism guy that you met, go into that particular case and see if Ion can give you something about it that you wouldn't normally
okay.
be able to find out. What that guy, what was his name, Mark
my
or Chris or something?
Yeah, but I would prefer not to use. I don't think
you didn't want to talk about Chris Gupta either.
I know Chris fairly
Gupta.
Well. I don't have any problem. Yeah, I know Chris quite
that's
well.
That's right. No problem. No problem. But that's why we didn't want to bring it up. We're not going to sling names. We might as well not, right?
I'm a chain smoker, and Chris and I are good friends.
How very wonderful.
Okay, do Mark. But don't say last name. Just
yeah,
do Mark.
Mark, at any rate, he was a business editor of the Columbia Journalism Review. He wrote a whole series of stories in the mid-2000s about what he viewed as unreasonably favorable reporting in the business media, some specific writers, in fact, and many of whom are bloggers. And this is in the Columbia Journalism Review, and they're talking dirt about specific public companies, and then all of these naked short positions get posted on the exchanges. There's millions of sales to deliver on acquiring the shares. The company's market price is destroyed, and the company goes belly up, and the insiders, of course, are short all the way along and make a fortune and then move on to the next company. And so they are a series, essentially, of hedge funds in New York. And these hedge funds got touchy about this type of reporting, and they approached the Board of Governors at Columbia and said they would fund a chair in journalism at Columbia as long as they fired this guy. And he got fired.
And the heavens rejoice.
And as it turns out, there's another guy who's got the label that he wears with pride, the most hated man on Wall Street, who runs a public company called Overstock.com, who started a public campaign about what he called the Sith Lords, which was just disguised language that he used. And he's a PhD in philosophy from Stanford, so he's quite eloquent. He speaks Mandarin and spent a lot of time. He's actually
we think high of elocution. We
really?
Most gods we know can talk real good. They talk right. Yes, they speak well, but they can talk right.
Actually, they're like The Big Fish, a movie I saw last night and enjoyed greatly.
Mm-hmm.
So, but at any rate, this is a... they spoke just like you. Well, from Alabama, but not from Georgia. But an interesting focus in the main character in the movie. But at any rate, on to the story that we were discussing. So at any rate, this multimillionaire CEO of a large public company starts a very public campaign called the Deep Capture Campaign to expose the connection between the crooked hedge funds and the corrupt regulators, which is how I got involved with it, because I used to be involved in the politics of health and noticed there's a corrupt regulatory environment. At any rate, these guys have painted a very compelling picture of deep systemic corruption, and the system is slowly...
Well, see, if Edward Bloom had been taking the Remag and the RNA drops, he'd have never got sick and wouldn't have been an issue.
Yeah, well, that's not what the fortune teller said.
Say like air, and there you go. And that was true even on his deathbed, huh?
Mm-hmm. It was. What a beautiful movie.
Who's Edward Bloom?
Ewan McGregor in the movie. And it's a beautiful movie called The Big Fish.
It's William's daddy.
And if you haven't seen the movie, you wouldn't know what we're referring to here, but it was really quite beautiful. At any rate, I'm fascinated talking to Bob about Marshall McLuhan.
Who?
I'm Marshall McLuhan.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, that's not true. No, if you've hung out with Bob very long, you've definitely met Marshall. At any rate, and we're working towards trying to find a new message, or not even message, method of communicating to use a cliche, wake the flock up, and to try and overcome what is, to get a message of it doesn't have to be this way out there.
Or we would like to say, fuck the flock.
Well, there's a lot to be said for that, but I mean...
See, here's the thing that you're coming back to. You're trying to save a dying world, and we appreciate that very much, and we understand the impetus that tries to say, oh, there's a better way, and oh, there's this, and all that. Well, run for something. Call them out. Do what you do. Make a better way. Start your own goddamn exchange and let everybody trade their stocks with you and see if they don't long and short you too. But you make the empirical rules so that nothing else but your way can apply. Then you'll be no better or worse than they. And then you'll have to wax and wane within a system that you're then will become replacing the dirty, inky, misty darkness that you're saying that those scoundrels of subculture that's come in to take over the monetary system and rule Britannia and all that bunch of bullshit. Then all of a sudden what yours will be is just as bad as the Mad Hatter pointed out that the Queen of Hearts suffered from the same affliction.
Now, as the saying goes, when you're up to your ass in alligators, it's easy to forget your original intention was to drain the swamp.
You're exactly right, but we're just saying soften the position a little bit. Bob would say, if you can't beat them, join them. That's what Bob would say. But he doesn't know what that means either, but he would say that. And then
Bob,
he'd come back
also,
and say...
Bob also has a very postmodern view, which I don't share.
Understandable. And we're just trying to soften your non-Morpheus view into a larger perspective. That's all that's happening here. If you can embrace just a tiny bit larger construct and you focused it down to pinpoint accuracy, it might make this simpler and easier for you to reconstruct a realm that you'd like to purvey.
Well, I'm watching it happen as we speak.
And you like it or you don't like it?
Well, we'll see. This week I'll have an interesting opportunity to get a little bit of a leg up on a big platform of influence. So we shall see if that happens.
Peter, let's go into this, Patrick, and go into what the depth charge, whatever it's called, what they do, what is Mark doing. I want you to...
Actually,
yeah,
Mark, I didn't talk to him. He's going to Peru to check out the vine and the soul.
The ayahuasca.
Yeah.
But the thing is, see if you can get an aspect of that situation that you follow from Ion. Keep telling him stuff or bring up questions
about
it.
Well, I tried, and...
No, you didn't try enough. No, he's not. We were just trying to soften the rigidity. We're taking off the harsh edges so that there can be a larger perspective. Because we're going to say what we're going to say, and that's okay. It doesn't matter. It's all for fun. But the point becomes, for you, how it applies. And if you can get a larger perspective, that's a marvelous day. We're not trying to change your mind. We could give a happy fuck what you think. It's beautiful to us. We like every bit of you. You're fine. You're wonderful. Be a god. Live long, thrive, and prosper. But in this interaction, you have a little bit of a leg up, an insight on perspective sometimes, and sometimes it's what those terrible ones that you are goading about, that you can get inside of their perspective of what they actually think of them where.
Well, I sort of worked a little bit with them, and I think I have a reason to believe they don't care.
We agree.
That's somehow inconsistent with my view of the purpose of sentience.
Oh, how very Canadian. How very Canadian of you.
I never told him you were Canadian, Peter.
Yeah, my area code would.
Well, he can't see that. Actually. Well, he can.
I was recruited to be a spokesperson in the USA by one of the dons of the old health freedom world. Because he liked the way I spoke Canadian.
Yeah. Hey, just because you know how to say there's a moose loose about the hoose. It's all good.
I'm a moose munching ice hole, according to Stephen Colbert.
So, okay, Peter, I want to learn something about depth charge or deep charge, deep capture.
Deep capture.
So find something out from Ion. Ion knows everything about deep capture. You need to just figure out an angle you want to question about.
What do you think the verdict will be in the libel trial, Ion?
I think they better be careful if Michael Milliken's involved.
Yeah, he is. It's interesting. The chairman of the board of the firm in question that the CEO is doing the big campaign is running for the governor of Utah. And the Daily Beast just did a big hit piece on him and dragged deep capture up again. So you tell me this, Ion, how can an ex parte application for injunction in a Canadian provincial court induce GoDaddy.com to take a website down from the net, and how can it induce Google to require all references to the website to be scrubbed from Google search engines?
With a simple stroke of the button.
Yeah, but it's without precedent.
So is death to perfectly able, capable gods. Same way.
No, I mean, what machinations behind the scenes transpire for a Canadian...
Well, see, if you're talking about... I understand that. We understand all that. But what we're saying is, just because your words are the higher road, that this is incorrigible, that this could have been allowed to take place or happen or blah, 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 and we're just saying it did, okay? It did. So, perfect. Now, if you're going to recreate it and tell what terrible, awful, icky things, we do this kind of stuff all the time. We'll add things to the Wikipedia, and then they'll say, well, you got that from the Wikipedia. That's right, because it's there. When you're in the cloud, when you're in the information technological super world, you can control all the information that is, because guess what? Everybody's so damn smart, they're not smart at all. If they don't have an iPad, P-Pad, Looky Box, Facial Book, some Android of some sort, they can't tell you anything. They don't read books. God bless them for that, because that's sort of a ridiculous thing here. But everything is then looped back into a session of itself of a session. The session of itself is a session that comes back always and again of who won, who lost, who's up, who's down, or basically, as we say, an infinitum. Why, everything that a rabbit can do to a stump can go aboard, about, above, across, after, against, along, amid, among, and everything then becomes an object of that preposition. So all these words that you're saying, and beautifully so, are just objects of that preposition. So we're saying if you have all this tactile, visceral knowing, embrace it. And you can take the high road. If that's the case, what we would do is we would go straight, head on back to GoDaddy, make a public tender, have their Reg D pulled, rewrite it, and then take over GoDaddy. And then you can find out empirically exactly what happened. Own the motherfucker, and then you can tell them how it goes. Otherwise, they're running their company. So, what you want to do?
That's why we have laws.
Oh, well, okay. We don't even want to, we can't even say it. So, there you go. These laws set up are based only on precedents, which means the new precedent overtakes the new next last law.
Oh, that's statute law. That's statute law. That's not common law. I'm talking
well,
more along
if we're talking about common law, then, well, see, I'm sorry, but being a good Canadian, you wouldn't be aware of this. See, the United States of America, they sold the Constitution to the United States. They sold it to Mexico. Right now, Roxy's rewriting the Constitution for Mexico because we aren't using it in the United States anymore. It's not used anymore. So they sold it to Mexico, and that's what they're going to finance to build the wall between Mexico and the U.S. That's what President Trump says anyway. So we'll just have to see how that all works out.
President Trump.
If your choice is Biden, Clinton, or Trump, pick one. Or, pardon me, let's not be Bill Bernie.
Well, you be careful. Certainly, ours too.
This is my wife. 1 second.
Queries.
Is Canada, the U.S., and Mexico becoming one?
We certainly hope not.
My birthday baby lost her phone.
Oh, no, can't do that.
Oh, no, she's been through like three in the last little while. It's funny.
Well, it happened.
So,
we can buy insurance on that. We can ensure that you know that they're going to lose the phone. It's great.
She has it. It's $110.
What did you mention, Colima, the volcano?
Blue.
But why are Popocatépetl and Colima responding?
Because we're making glaciers in Mount St. Helens.
Okay, back to Peter. So, Peter, I haven't learned anything really yet. Are you assuming there's certain Canadian laws that is alien to what's going on in the United States or vice versa?
I am thinking that if you run a commercial or quasi-commercial enterprise, and you have a license to operate, it's without precedence, in my knowledge, for a website. In fact, there's a website a guy just north of me runs where he's actually been convicted of hate speech, convicted and awaiting sentencing, and his website is still up. This was an ex parte application for injunction against inflammatory evidence or about of an inflammatory nature about a guy who worked with money launderers and drug dealers and jihadis, etc. And interestingly enough, what I was told on the QT is that the reason the fellow instituted the lawsuit was because he's an Ismaili Muslim and he felt he'd brought dishonor on the Aga Khan. Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what he said.
Well, is that true, Ion? Did he bring you dishonor on the Aga Khan?
They don't care.
He does.
So that's the guy who...
Volcan de Fuego.
I don't know what that means.
Is that a person, I am? Volcan de Fuego?
It's just 5 kilometers south of Navarro. Yes, fire volcano. There it is. Yeah, it's a stratovolcano.
But back to this issue of the deep capture, what are they not realizing that's getting their institute into trouble with GoDaddy and things like that?
We don't see much trouble.
They like to have these fights.
Oh, no, it's cost lots and lots and lots and lots of money. They don't like it. They don't like it at all. But the problem is systemic, as, you know, somebody had to say something. It's like a big elephant in the living room.
Oh, yeah, the emperor's naked. We talk about that all the time.
Now, Peter, I don't know if Ion agrees that the elephant is in the room. We're going to find out what Ion can add to this. We might have to learn something. We have to drop our assumptions. What is it about the situation that Peter's not aware of or the people that he's talking about aren't aware of, Ion?
That non-physical also knows the longs and the shorts, and that markets, when they move 1,000 points, turns into $100 billion, and over and over and over and over and up and down. And it's, as we've discussed, and until you want to vomit, that it's all just numbers, pluses and minuses, ups and downs, not from not is not. Then you come right back in, and then somebody comes up, and it all goes crashing down. Yo Gotti, Cold Blood is a good example. You build up the sky, you watch it fall down, how are you going to survive now? Up and down, back and forth, everything a rabbit can do to a stump. And this thing that you're talking about is monies, but Bob doesn't get excited about monies at all anymore. And you're talking about just basically a fancy website that exposes where the longs and the shorts within an algorithm of how the market embraces it. And that's all. It's a simple thing.
No. This is a criminal conspiracy with collusion of people in large investment banks who have the status of market maker, who are allowed 72 hours grace to find shares to cover short positions.
Right? That's the way it's always been. That's done within the house, not within a law. That's done within the house. That was started originally with the Chicago Mercantile. That's where the 72 hours came from. You can thank Mortimer and Randolph Duke for that, from the Duke House, of setting that all must be settled by the end of day within a 72 hour to cover longs and shorts, because that's how long it takes to process the contracts. Now you live in a world where contracts can be settled instantly. You didn't have that then. They just used the 72 hours to their best advantage. They've not updated the conundrum.
I have a different understanding. That's okay.
I understand. But no question they're robbing them blind. Okay, good. But we just say give them all the money. The money is debt. Give it all to them. Take it all. Get it all. Every bit of it. Then you're responsible. Then you pay it. It's all good. It makes no difference. It's not about the long or the short of the money aspect of it.
Okay. approach wherever it is we're approaching, I'll take that to mind. Even if I wanted to come to visit Bob in Hawaii, now it's a year and a half ago, my buck was worth a buck. Today, my buck's only worth 70 cents, and the projections are 50 cents by the end of 2017, so that's not so good.
Well, guess what? You can buy six. It's fine. It's fine, but you'll be able to buy 11 barrels of oil. It's perfect.
Yeah, I can't eat oil.
Neither can Gazprom. That's right.
Yeah. Hello. But anyway, I feel like I'm hogging the call here, and I'm sure there's other people that.
No, it's beautiful. We like the engagement. Our goal is still the same, to soften this just a little bit so you can then come to some kind of place of having a resolution to get over this or go blow your brains out. Either way, it's better than where it is right now.
Oh, actually, I'm very optimistic about my future, so I'm not.
Well, no, we don't have about that. No, you didn't hear what we said. We didn't say anything negative. We said choose. Make this terrible, terrible, awful thing a blessing, or move it out of your environment, because if you move it out of your environment, you'll feel better about the whole thing. Because it's like, okay.
I think
you don't have to. You don't have to catch cancer to be an overcomer of it.
That's for sure. And
what did you just say, Peter?
So that's how we're saying.
You went, oh, what was that, Peter?
Oh, no, I mean, I believe that it is through the resolution of problems like this, like the financial fraud in the public sphere, that the whole will improve, that sunlight is very disinfecting. And that at some point...
It can, but it's also systemic. If the light so shines before men that they can see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven, why don't all the honest people stop doing business with them? And then they'll just only be doing business with themselves. And so then the drug dealers will be in the drug house taking the drugs, do the drug money, and the drug money will go to the drug dealers, and it'll all be on the druggy thing. And it won't have anything to do with good, fine, upstanding citizens, and they would be well above such filthy lucre that the little common criminals sops up. If you're that high and mighty, why would you ever be engaged in such corporeal investment scams?
Because they're not high and mighty. They are and always have been crooks.
But we're saying you be the high and mighty. You're not them. We know that you've established that they're scoundrels. We're saying if everyone knows this, if you expose this, then everybody just leave them alone and let them eat themselves to death. Then they take care of themselves.
Well, I wish that were the case, but I think they'll burn down a lot of little houses.
Apparently the little houses are trying to play in the big boy. They're trying to pee in the grass with the big dogs then, if you're saying that. So then those little ones that are losing their fortunes, that are being taken advantage of, that this law that you're talking about is supposed to save them, they're just as bad as the big bad wolf that's blowing down the little pig's house in the first place. We say there's no difference. There's no difference that we can say.
They live in the real world, and they got to eat.
Wow.
To pay.
Then they shouldn't be gambling in the market. Did they know it's flawed against them?
Oh, no. If your money is in a pension fund, you don't have a choice.
Ooh. Is that the parts that
you
are pinched off from you?
If you worked your whole life for ABC Company, say Enron, and they invested all of their company money in their pension fund.
They were safe. They put all their money in their stock. No, no, they put all their money in stock that they said was income, which was really stock. Pretty brilliant is a little better fact.
They invested their pension fund contributions in their own stock and then went belly up.
That made their price go up, which that they used that for income, which it wasn't income. It was money from stock, which made them look better, which made all those energy companies that they were parlaying and betting back into in California rich. And a lot of people got rich. That's right. But they followed the rules. They followed the rules until they didn't. The only thing is they didn't declare it correctly. And then when they caused the long and the short, then everybody got a hold of it. And once everybody got a hold of it, they went rushing to buy their stock, which then ran it up. The more it ran up, the more money there was. The more money there was, the more profit they had to make. The more profit they had to make, the more they had to spend. The more they had to spend, the more they put back in their stock. And their Reg D provided the capacity to do just that. The only problem is that they lied and did not... Mr. Starr did not declare that as a dividend in the stock purchase. He declared it as income, and it was not. That's the only thing that happened in Enron that was wrong. It was bad, and you're right, it did go belly up, blah, 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 blah. But that's what we're saying. The point, you would know that, you would be involved to a point, and with contact, the right contact on the inside, you'd know to sell before it goes belly out. You can still win playing side by side in the dirty man's game, because if you can't stop the dirty man, then you're going to have to either get on with it or get over it. See, you're either going to have to live in a world that realizes that this is what happens, this is what they do, or you're going to have to come back and change it. If you're going to change it, okay, great. But sitting here singing about how less than you are because the big bad wolf is big and bad and worse, and they're corrupt, and they're this, and they're that. Okay, we know that. That's good. So move it to a point where it makes a viable betterment. Either blow their heads off, or you change it, or you put them in a position where they blow themselves up, or you can expose it. There's thousands of ways that you can address this, of course. I mean, you can reconvene the Continental Congress and take away the United States, and then there won't be this problem, and Canada can just rule forever. King George had the right idea. We like that. It's originally good. We think Queen Elizabeth would be a great monarch. She could take over, and she'd run shit. Hey, Margaret Thatcher was perfectly willing to blow your shit up. It don't bother her a bit in the world. It's okay. We don't mind. We're just saying your position, however clear and credible, either needs to be addressed, made so bright that it outshines every other star in the market, or changed to a point where you take them out. That's all. And you certainly can. Playing their own game,
yeah.
Long their shorts. Every time they had 72 hours to pick it up, you run another one, and another one, and another one. And after about a second, you're going to meet, because those contracts, even in 72 hours, still have time to play. And as they cover them, the next thing you know, your market goes up and it bounces. And then you have some big something come along, some cataclysmic thing that comes along, and they get caught. Somebody hits a B instead of an M, and the market drops 1,000 points. Then they've got 72 hours. It doesn't help them then. The calls are called. The calls are called, or the calls are callable.